Welcome back.
Welcome back to the Gamer Girl podcast. My name is Lauren and this is my co-host.
I'm Edie.
We are going to say our socials right off the beginning because we never do that. Or we haven't done that yet. So our Instagram is at Gamer Girls and so is our Twitter. But there's two A's in Gamer.
Two A's.
We'll have everything linked down below.
And I'm going to keep doing this until we eventually learn how to put...
I don't think it's worth it.
Put the link right here.
So we also have a YouTube channel, which is probably where you're watching this from. So please subscribe. I don't know where that button is.
We're going to do it at the same spot. Bottom. I don't want to start moving it around.
No, the button to subscribe is somewhere around here.
It's on the left. It's okay. On the right.
It's over there somewhere.
The right at the bottom of the video.
So please do that. We're also going to be posting these on Anchor.
Yeah.
So you guys can listen to the audio only, which is weird, but that's fine.
I mean, either way, our faces are blurred. So if they want to see two bodies sitting on a couch.
Yep.
We are then still YouTube totally is anonymous. For them. But if they just want to listen to our soothing voices, they can look into Anchor.
Lickin'. Whatever you want, I guess.
Within reason.
Yeah. So today we were talking about... What were we just talking about?
We decided that we were going to discuss... Start. Yeah, we were going to discuss... You just gave it away.
Oh.
We were going to discuss what game brought us together, or what game we started playing together that resulted...
It didn't really start with that, though. It started with us watching... typical gamers videos on The Forest. Then it was me looking up games, like Googling games that are similar to The Forest, and Don't Starve was one of them.
Yeah, because we both play on PS4 is the
primary console.
Yeah, primary console that we use, and so it wasn't out yet. The Forest wasn't out for PS4 is only out, I think, for PC.
Yeah.
Is the only one. And so we were watching, Lauren was watching videos about it. And shot me a message saying that there was a game that would be super interesting to play. And we got really excited and came to download it, and we couldn't.
Yeah.
And so Lauren deep dove into Google, I think, to try and find a game that was similar. And we stumbled upon Don't Starve.
Yeah.
Which, at first, I think you thought I was going to hate it.
Well, I also, when we first of all, it's a Canadian game. Yay. Congratulations, Clay. That's amazing. Yeah. It's also the best game ever. But the first time we played it, it's a really difficult game to catch on to. Like, really difficult.
Because there's no hints, there's no unless you watch videos, honestly, you essentially die immediately.
Yeah.
You
can't survive a day. So basically at night, if you don't have a torch or something, you die. But you don't even know how to build a torch until you search through all your menu items. But then you have to be able to collect those things. You don't always spawn in a place that has those things. It's not easy.
No. For anyone who doesn't know, it's essentially like a survival game. And the animation, it reminds me a bit of Tim Burton.
Coraline.
Yeah, so it reminds me, it's kind of like a hand-drawn animation.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially you're this little... human. I think you start off as Wilson before you start before you unlock the other characters through gameplay. You start with Wilson and you essentially just run around trying to collect shit and survive the four seasons, essentially. So you start in autumn. You start in autumn and then you make your way through the rest of the seasons.
And everything's totally customizable. This is probably going to sound like an ad, but everything's totally customizable. Yeah. So when we first started, we were playing with I think it's 20 days each is the base for all the seasons. Year is 80 days. So when we first started, we just kind of left it and we didn't know what we were doing and we didn't really know what winter entailed. And I didn't watch videos on winter, even though I fucking should have. But we didn't collect enough stuff, and then there's a monster. Is it Deerclops?
Deerclops, yeah.
Deerclops that comes on day three of winter. So you're already freezing. You haven't been able to catch up with anything else. And then a giant monster spawns in your base and ruins all of your shit. And also follows you around. And then, that's when we learned a lot. And that was not good.
Well, we researched. So both of us, I think, are pretty big into researching shit. Yeah. And so we started playing the game, and we quickly, yeah, like we said, we quickly realized that that game was hard, like really, really hard. And so we, I think, both sort of started looking at YouTube videos of random YouTubers that made mm-hmm. sort of like gameplay and like sort of tips and tricks.
And there's like a wiki for it, kind
of. Mm-hmm. Of like the crock pot pot recipes. I'm not saying that word ever again.
Cock pot. The cock pot recipes.
Never. I'm never saying that word again. The cooking thing is what I'm going to call it from now on, I think.
Crock pot.
And so we learned quickly how to sort of at least stay alive.
Sorry, did you just say learned? Learned.
That we learned.
Biatch.
Yeah, we learned.
It's fine.
I'm solidifying myself as a dumb one in this podcast, so that's fun.
It's okay. There's only six continents, so.
I said seven.
I know. But then you questioned yourself. Do you have a freckle on your tongue?
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Or dirt?
No, it's not dirt.
Okay, so it's a freckle. But anyways, don't starve. Yeah, we played for a really long time, and it took us a long time, one, to figure out how to customize game modes so that they would actually be able to benefit us. And then mastering winter was like a major step for us
at the beginning.
Now we love winter. Like, winter's the best time. You can farm so much shit.
Yeah, summer is the hardest.
Summer is so hard.
Summer is definitely the
And we've never beat the summer boss before. Not that we've ever tried. We've never beaten the dragonfly either.
Let's be honest, we've played for upwards of how many hours
in a day?
100? No, I mean, total.
I was like, are we gonna go there? I don't know.
We've played, like, we've put in a decent, not decent, like a very large amount of time.
Since Christmas, we've put in 4 days. Times 24.
Okay, but I'm talking about since we started playing.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, since I got that piece for it, like, records in the game.
Oh, okay.
How long we've played.
Right. Oof, I don't know. Anyway, so we've put in a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I still, like, we still don't do, compared to a lot of the other people who play that game, I feel like we don't do much. Like, we don't really explore the caves. I run around a little bit to find what I need. But, like, we don't explore the caves, which means that we don't really get to the ruins.
We've never made it to, like, day 1,000 either.
No.
Like, we haven't done, like, any of that shit.
And we need
the
ruins. The game's
just too big.
Like, the ruins, you need them to make and build, like, different items. And like, there's a bunch of, like, different bosses, like, just, like, the Bee Queen and, like, the Firefly?
Dragonfly.
Which are, like, hard.
The dragonfly is the hardest in the game. It also has the most HP.
Yeah. And so she always played Wilson. And then I always played WX. WX78, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But now we've switched it up.
Yeah, I'm the librarian. I don't even remember what her actual name is.
I don't know. Librarian. Wickerbottom.
The librarian.
You're Wickerbottom.
Oh, yeah.
You're Wickerbottom. And then I, when the new characters got released this year, I played a little bit of War Talks. Which was fun.
And who's the new guy?
And then the new guy.
Oh my god.
But he plants things.
Yeah, the seed guy.
The seed guy. So now I've been playing, we've been playing Wickerbottom and him. But yeah. So I guess, Don't Starve / The Forest was the first game that got us playing together.
But I guess, no, actually, you know what we played before that? Uncharted.
Yeah, but like.
But not very much.
Fortnite first?
Oh yeah, fuck.
Was Fortnite first?
Before? Yeah.
Before Don't Starve?
I think so.
Or was it Don't Starve, Fortnite, Don't Starve?
I think Don't Starve, Fortnite, Don't Starve, maybe. I don't know. No, I feel like we played that because we used to play it at my ex-boyfriend's house.
Right.
Or we did.
So Fortnite there. First?
I think so, maybe.
Either way,
that doesn't seem like long enough ago,
terrible at Fortnite.
Yep.
We'll do a gameplay at some point of us going back into
Not
it.
Not to Fortnite, though.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do a gameplay of our return to Fortnite and how absolutely atrocious we both were.
Yeah, we also bought Overwatch, which is probably a mistake because that game's fucking hard.
We're also terrible at that game. I think most games that are not...
You're not bad when you play Junkrat. The guy who drops the bombs or throws the bombs.
But like, I'm not... It's not like I know what I'm doing. It's a lot of...
Oh, I just can't
mashing.
Aim. I downloaded Minecraft on my computer, and being able to look and click on shit
is so
much easier than playing with a controller.
Yes.
That's actually next level.
Mm-hmm.
People plug their shit. Oh my god.
What is that?
People plug their keyboards into the PS4 to play, like, with a keyboard and mouse on console.
Oh.
I remember that was a thing when Fortnite first came out. I was watching a few streamers who were doing it, and I was like, what the fuck? Cheaters.
Yeah. Aiming is not a forte, so, like, shooting games. I tried to get her to play Uncharted.
Even with aim assist, it doesn't matter.
So I played a lot. I played all the Uncharted, even...
Up to
the
four.
Last one, Last Legacy as well. There was like a spinoff with like Chloe and Nadine or whatever. But I played most of Uncharted, which I love. But then I tried to get her to play the multiplayer game.
I like those ones.
Yeah, but...
They're hard.
You weren't very good.
No, I'm not very good.
No.
I'm not very good. I was going to say I got better, but I didn't really.
I think it was a lot of I stayed close and then tried to revive you.
Yep. But you know what? I just can't aim. Aiming is the issue for me. Like, real bad. But I don't know, man. There's enough games that you don't have to aim.
Yeah. Oh, best story. Not best story, but a pretty good story. So we started playing Don't Starve because we can play The Forest. But then The Forest finally came to PS4. And we bought the game. She was super excited. Lauren was thrilled. And I think we must have played for an hour.
I don't even know if it was that long.
It might have been 45 minutes. We were playing with our other friend, and she bailed.
Okay, well, first of all, let's talk about what led up to that moment, because it was one of my friends throwing my... Okay, she begged to play. I didn't want her to play because I knew she was going to get scared. We could all see, like, in the game, there's cannibals that run around, and we could all see the cannibals, and for whatever reason, she couldn't. And she's like, I want to play. It's not even scary. I want to play. So we gave her the controller. She immediately sees a cannibal, chucks my controller on the ground, then goes to the bathroom. I was like, you're fucking banned. She's like, I didn't know it would be scary. I'm like, I've literally been telling you for weeks that this is a scary game and you will hate it.
But that was after you decided that you didn't want to play anymore. We played with Jade.
No, this was before that. This was right when we first downloaded the game. You weren't even here, I don't think.
Okay.
It was just Beef, my other friend, and I. Did I say her name? I think I did.
No, I said a name, though.
Oh, okay.
But she was going to be a guest anyways on the podcast, maybe.
Oh, Jake.
So it won't matter. But yeah, so we literally played for, I think, like maybe 45 minutes. And I'd like to state that, like, Lauren doesn't kill things. That's not...
Oh, yeah, no, she's just collect.
She's apparently a provider, is what she...
Oh, yeah, I'm the breadwinner.
She's the breadwinner, apparently. She collects shit out in nature and then brings it back for us to build. And so the forest is not for you. Because you have to fight cannibals. Like, you can't really get away. Like, if you're only two people, you can't get away with only one person.
I just wanted to build a house, and then we couldn't find anywhere that we liked, and I was like... I hate this. Yeah. Fuck this game.
She was just like, I think I don't like this game. And she's like, I think I'm going to go.
After I convinced everyone to download it.
Yeah, after she convinced a friend to pay for it and then download it. And so we played for 45 minutes. And I think she's played once since.
Yes.
And same thing.
Didn't I played three times total.
Three times total.
Yeah.
I play with Jade quite a bit and her roommate. Yeah. Or I used to. We haven't played in a really long time, but like we have a home and everything. That's the one you logged in on.
Oh yeah, I did.
With all the
like
walls
that.
And the traps.
That was stressful.
It was so fun.
You picked a place that had a lot of spawn points for shitty things, mean things.
Yeah, but we built a wall so it was like easy to like see where they were coming from. They couldn't come from like the bottom because it was like a cliff.
Yeah.
And so they can only come from one direction, which is better than having them come from like every which way because you don't know which way to fucking block.
That's true.
But yes, there's like a spawn... Yeah, there's several spawn points like out in the horizon.
Mm-hmm. Like a lot.
Yeah.
Like when I got there, there were so many monsters.
Yeah.
And it was nighttime.
Yeah.
And I didn't know where I was going.
Oh, yeah, you... you spawned in at the plane. You spawned in
at
the plane.
Oh, yeah!
And had to
it
go
was
get
like right
you.
Before night.
Yeah, like, and we had to go get you.
That sucked.
I remember that.
Yeah, so... I don't know. I feel like I used to be more into Fortnite... But now, I cried once playing Fortnite.
Yes, you did. I was a witness. No, was I a witness?
Yeah, you were. You were sitting on the couch with me. We were switching back and forth.
Yeah.
We were just like hopping into random games. And it was when the second time they released 50v50. And
we like those because it gives us a chance.
Yeah,
it does. And we can respawn.
Yes.
which is necessary when you're us
playing.
Well,
in the new ones. In the old ones, you didn't, and they, like, didn't label people. It was so difficult. Then they finally put in the little triangles.
Yeah, but for us, it's respawns are necessary, because we die a lot.
Yeah, so we were playing, and it was getting down to the wire. There was, like, maybe 10 people left on our team.
It was getting down to the wire.
Yeah, it was getting down to the end. and I died. I deserve to be dead, because I suck at that game, and that's fine. I was totally okay with it. And then a lovely man.
A lovely character.
A male character.
No, it was a female character.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a female character, I think.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Who cares?
Anyways, came and rescued me, and I was like, this is amazing. And that was back in the day when there were, like, not that many skins. So I was like, oh, my God, this person has a skin. It was, like, before it was pretty big, I think.
It was, like, it was big. It's just, I don't know. He had a specific skin that was, yeah, like, recognizable.
So I was like, okay, sick. And then we keep playing, and I don't know, it was, like, maybe 30 seconds later, probably not even. I got gunned down again, and I was like, honestly, no, he dropped a
revive pack.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck. And a
first aid kit.
And a mini, yeah. Yeah. So I was like, this is fine. Honestly, I deserve to die. I got way more chances than I deserve. I gotta go. And then guess who comes out of the distance and saves me? The exact same person. So I was like, this is so embarrassing. Whatever, this is fine. I don't deserve this, but it's okay. And at this point, I'm getting stressed out. And then it happens yet again. I die and get revived by the same person.
Immediately.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, like, this person doesn't even get to participate. They obviously know what they're doing, and I suck. They don't end up giving me anything that time, so I was like, but that's fine. It's a risk. It's fine. So we keep going, and
by we keep going, I mean she stands up and takes, again, maybe 4 steps.
Yep. And then I get gunned down, and I was like, okay, the game's over, and that's totally chill. That is so fine. I'm so fine with that. I got way too many chances. Now this is getting to the point of being way embarrassing. And then the same person comes out and saves me again. But I'm like, no, don't revive me. And I'm trying to crawl away. So they build around me to stop me and get me in the corner of the room and then revive me and break down the wall and put it back up. And I can't figure out how to edit it. And I can't get out. And then I eventually get out and I get shot and I die. And I was so horrified that this person had to revive me that many times just for me to die.
She cried.
Every time I go so embarrassed, I shed a tear.
Not a tear.
It was so embarrassing. I was like, how can you suck that much?
You were hysterical. You were like, she was yelling at the TV.
Oh
fuck, it was great.
Yeah, but he didn't need to save me, man. Like, that was so
It was a waste of time.
Yeah, he probably could have killed people, and maybe our team would have won. But instead,
he revived
wasted
you
his time.
4 times.
Yeah, which is like, why? You know? Unnecessary. That's fine.
Some of these say we've been sticking to Don't Starve because all other options...
Yeah, but
sad.
I downloaded Minecraft on my PC. I've not done anything with it because I opened it and my computer literally sounded like it was going to take off. Because I was like, oh, maybe I'll record some gameplay. No. Oh my God. It was like, I was like, fuck. So I might download Minecraft. I don't know if they have it for PS4. I would assume, right?
I want to say they do.
They have it for Switch. I'm like 99% sure.
I want to say they have it for...
Because I want to start playing Minecraft. It reminds me a lot of Terrarium, which I've beat like 3 times.
Was that a
which
soft
brag? Which
is a
really embarrassing stat. No. That there's nothing. No, mm-hmm. It's like a mobile game, and it's like a 2D.
Okay.
Yeah.
I watch Minecraft and I just don't understand it. And
I
probably shouldn't admit
but
it.
I see. I wish I was into that when I was little.
Because you would have loved it.
Well, yeah, but also I would have, like, known how to build stuff now.
Right.
Right? And I kind of like that it's making, like, a resurgence. I like being able to, like, build and design and do whatever. And there's, like, a form of it called Tekkit that you can, like, build, like, mechanical instruments.
Okay.
Like, you can, like, wire stuff. Also, there's a lot of, like, mining and stuff in it. And you get to, like, search and hunt for stuff.
I used to... Did you... Oh, fuck. One of the first games I played was RuneScape.
Oh my god. See, I haven't even, we haven't even gotten into like internet, like online games. Because like that was a dark hole for me.
I played all the time.
I didn't play all the time. I wasn't as into RuneScape as I was into a variety of other
online games, but obsessed.
Really? All my guy friends were.
I would get home from school, play RuneScape. If I had free time, RuneScape. I think my mom thought I was going nuts because it's literally all I would play.
Really?
Yep.
Did you ever have a laptop in your house, or did you only ever have like a
communal PC? Yeah, communal PC, like desktop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like old, like they weren't like new.
Oh yeah, PCs no, either. Like the big thick monitors.
Yeah, that looked like essentially like TVs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even new TVs, like the old style.
No, the old style TVs with like the.
Yeah.
Where the not the dial, but yeah, the dial where they you have to change the channels.
And then bunny ears, mm-hmm. rabbit ears.
Yeah.
I feel like that's aging ourselves a lot.
I guess.
It's okay. We can be boomers. That's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, I never really, but I feel like maybe, well, in my head, from what I remember of RuneScape, which is not a whole lot.
Yeah.
But RuneScape and Minecraft, I feel like, will be pretty similar in, like, the mining, collecting, and, like, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Crafting.
Whatever. Yeah. I played it for a really, really long time, and then I ended up, like, I stopped playing, and I just gave my account to someone.
I wonder if that means that you'll be good at Minecraft, because I don't think I'm going to be.
Oh, you want us both to play Minecraft?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I thought it was a you thing. I thought it was, like, I want to play Minecraft, but I want to play Minecraft, you meant... We
are going to play Minecraft.
Okay. Good. Good, 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 good.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Is someone calling you?
No, that's our... that's my timer for...
Oh, okay. Be aware. Well, our audio is about... Or our video is about to go out, so we will take a quick break and come back.
Yeah.
Cool. See you in 2 seconds.
We lied, but thank you for tuning in to the Gamer Girls podcast. Hit the button below and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're listening on Anchor, please subscribe and ring that notification bell. We'll see you on the next one. We love you.